Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The beautiful little book of 1 John establishes a necessary connection between loving God and loving our brothers. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves Him who begat loves Him also who is begotten. 1 John 5:1. I shall return to this verse momentarily, but I must read some other passages from 1 John. We know we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. 1 John 3:14-15. If a man say, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. 1 John 4:20-21. It may be easy for us to say we love God who is not visibly present, but we do not truly love God if we do not love our brothers. The Apostle John simply could not make that truth plainer. But what does loving a brother mean? Does it mean we tell our brothers and sisters of our love? It certainly includes telling others of our love, but that is inadequate. John admonishes, My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 1 John 3:18. Expressing love for our fellow man is vital in our relationships. But they are not going to believe us unless we demonstrate our love by actions. As I write these words, we are just a few days past the tornado that struck Gallatin, Tennessee, my home county. The people of Gallatin and in other places where storms have done such great damage are suffering from the loss of property and from the loss of lives. In Gallatin alone, more than 150 homes were either severely damaged or totally destroyed. How can we show our love for those people who have lost so much? If I know the American people, as I believe I do, we are going to respond by furnishing food and other supplies. And we are going to pray for comfort for those who have lost loved ones. In our text, John affirms, Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Please understand that I am in no way denying the absolute necessity of believing that Jesus is the Christ. If we do not believe that truth, we shall die in our sins. John 8:24. But believing in Christ does not meet all the requirements of the gospel. That was John's reason for insisting. Everyone who loves God, who has begotten Him, must also love others who are begotten of God. The Bible teaches very plainly that we are begotten by the Word, 1 Peter 1:22-23. But how does the new birth take place? The Word of God is planted in our hearts when we hear the preaching of the gospel. Paul asks, How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them who preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:15-17. We must hear the gospel, since the gospel is God's power to salvation. We must believe that gospel or be lost. John 8:24. We must repent of our sins or perish. Luke 13:3. We must confess our faith in Christ to have Him confess us before the Father in heaven. Matthew 10:32. Then we must be baptized to have our sins washed away. Acts 22:16. We must continue to walk in the light as Christ is in the light, that we may continue to have the forgiveness of our sins. 1 John 1:7. If you are not a Christian, I urge you to obey the gospel today. Thank you, and may God bless you.